I'm here with Amir Haddad, who he's an Egyptian refugee who's been living in Montreal, and someone who's been quite active in many social movements in the city since he's been living here. And Amir, you have a deportation date set for this coming Thursday, April the 6th. Can you reflect on this and tell us how you're feeling around this?
It's horrible. Feeling sometimes I feel that I'm lost, sometimes I feel good also because I have a lot of support and a lot of friends who are standing beside me in the situation. Sometimes I feel like I have to invest on every minute left before getting deported or before getting detained, in fact. And a mixture of feeling, in fact, Aaron, and I don't know how could I describe them all, but this is feeling ranges between different levels of disappointment and also strength sometimes. To face this disappointment, so it is something like that.
Where do you get your strength from now in this very difficult situation? What gives you strength?
The fact that I got very strong support from some people who I know them 2 years, since 2 years or stuff like that. And the fact that I, in the very difficult situations which I passed before, I tried to isolate myself to some extent from the situation and to start on speculating on my own being, if you could say, to be able to live in a relatively different world. So you feel like, okay, I will try to pass. And I will try to get through the situation, and I will be okay eventually, like stuff like this. So it is kind of, can you call it hilarious strength or psychotic strength? I don't know how. It's not necessarily healthy strength, but it's a defensive mechanism, if you could say, if I analyze it. Kind of defensive mechanism, and also because of I have the support of a lot of people and some friends who are really gave me more than what I expected in the situation. So I feel also stronger because of that. This is very important. People in such a situation, they have to feel this close relation with others, and they have to feel that they are not alone. And I think I got this feeling from friends and comrades.
Now, in the last 3 years you've been in Montreal, you've been to numerous demonstrations, you've organized demonstrations, you've spoken out in support of Palestinian refugees here, Algerian refugees, a lot of people involved in Solidarity Across Borders and in the Workers' Solidarity Network. What are your impressions? What are your thoughts on this immigrant and refugee rights movement that you've been an integral part of in Montreal during the last 3 years?
Sometimes I was wondering how could the people get this energy to be able to respond to any small issue, any small battle that fast. And this is surprising, in fact, and I feel like there's so much creative energy in happening. Also stuff about, like, I saw stuff about indigenous people, I saw stuff about Algerian, I saw stuff about Palestinians, I saw direct actions being taken for precarious conditions of work, stuff like that. At the same time, also, I I thought that the movement, in spite of all of that, still didn't approach a large sector of the directly affected people. So the question for me always was whether it is possible to get through this barriers being established by this system, because, you know, larger directly affected people in a very precarious situation. They are in a very weak point. If you speak about illegal or non-citizens or refugees, so how can you organize those people? Solidarity Without Borders tried a lot, for example, but still, I know the situation is very difficult. Mm-hmm. At certain point when I just came here, I was unwilling and unable to do any organizing stuff or to work on any. And I was feeling so tired, and I was feeling like I need to have a rest, and I need to isolate myself also from any political stuff. So, and my situation was like, if you go and fight on such issues, you could be deported any time, and you would lose your case. And this all was in my mind, and I claimed that I was like politically aware and have some political conscience through my life. So what about people who just came and just willing to live, and they know that the immigration has this strong sword on their neck? They could cut this neck any time. Mm-hmm. So I know that this is a very hard situation for organizers and activists, and I really appreciate this hard work. Mm-hmm.
Even now, as we draw closer to your deportation date, one thing that I find very interesting is that you're still making the links between your own situation and the situation of other non-status people around you. Why do you feel that it's important to do that, to have that kind of demonstration?
One turning point. You know, I told you that for some time I stayed alone and unwilling to get into this political stuff or get into involvement in struggle or fighting. But one turning point was the story of Sadaf Ali Kahan. I hear it in the radio, and I know some organizers from Solidarity Without Borders, like Jagi and Sarita, before. And I hear on CGED the story of this girl who was deported in spite of the fact that she was the best student in science in her class, and she's only 17 years old. And for one reason or another, I felt like I am so connected to this situation, and I have to fight now. I mean, it was like more than you could take as I'm 42, I'm mature, I'm adult, I have done some things in my life, and if I get deported, so in one sense or another I lived. But what about this girl who never lived before, and she just starting her feeling about life and building up hopes and future? So it was for me like a very, very aggressive point that the immigration or the system deport people like that, and they don't take and consider this talented or those gifted people, and what could they do for others and for themselves, mm-hmm. and for the society in general. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is very, very, like, I feel like I feel better when I put my story among other stories, and just, it is one story of others. The world is full of shit sometimes, so you are not the only one. Maybe this also gave me some kind of strength. We were talking about the sources of strength before.
Yeah. And you wrote an article that's been published called "Non-Status Equals Non-Human." Can you explain the meaning behind that? I think you're kind of touching on it a bit, but is that how you feel it means to be non-citizen?
Yeah, I mean, is like I feel like we are completely reduced to one dimension. Good refugee, there is a good refugee, and you know you remember this irony of. The good black is the black, and you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. The good refugee is not the dead refugee. The good refugee is a slave who accepts being a slave, hoping that one day he will be able to move on, or for losing the hope and falling into the despair of day-to-day life. So if you just put somebody in situations that maybe after 3 years or 4 years, you will be able to live like everybody else. I think this is something worse than detention, worse than jailing. So the idea is that I just was trying to explain why this situation is so alienative situation. And what is the economical and power relations and behind that situation, and what discourses are being used to justify such a situation, which of course it is very modest and humble trial, but I just try to touch some dimensions of what I feel and how already I lived 3 years and how what kind of jobs I were obliged to do and what kind of what was my limits in this society. Mm-hmm. So it is fighting against the limits. It is fighting, it's trying to liberate yourself and to be able to look at yourself in different way than the society is mm-hmm. forcing you to. Yeah, thanks.
Can you just talk about what you think will happen if you are deported to the United States and then later to Egypt?
I don't want to remember, man. But anyway, in the United States, I got information that I will be detained. You know, I lived illegal in the United States, so by law, I will be detained. For how long, I don't know. Then from United States, I will go to Egypt to buy travel documents where, oh, this is different stories. In Egypt, it is, you are, by law, you are not allowed to ask for political asylum in other country because they consider it like, you are giving bad impressions about the political system, and according to the Article 77 from the Constitution, you are entitled to be jailed for 2 years if you did that. So it is very vague article, and it could be applied in different ways. In addition, if you are politically activist in one sense or another, you speak out against the Egyptian government, that's what I did here for in some events, so it will be worse, I think. Egypt is one of the most brutal regimes in the Middle East and maybe in the world, and it's record of human rights is full of violation of human rights, and which is condemned by a lot of international organization, so we're speaking about situation which will be very hard, but I am also relying on my supporters and my friends. This will not pass easily, especially there is also a lot of people in Egypt facing the same situation now, and I'm willing to link also my struggle to them. And a lot of journalists, a lot of activists in the street are being fucked over every day. Police brutality had reached the higher point of practicing violence. This in custody now is something normal, and it happens to normal people who are not activists or politicians. If the officer or the cop got angry against somebody, he may kill him, and there is no charge for that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reports about that every day now. So I know the situation over there is very aggressive situation, and I'm willing also to create awareness about that.
And just finally, as a last question, is there a message that you would want to pass on if you had to leave a message with your friends and comrades and people here in Montreal? What would that be?
I just want to... I'm willing. I hope that I will, or I wish that I will be able to stay to continue fighting this system, and if it is not possible, so I hope that this fight will continue. This is all what I hope, because there is it is holy fight, if you could say. It deserves that we give energy and we give efforts to save lives, if you could say. Thanks, sir. Thank you.